Chapter 7, For the Kingdom. Hours had passed since the meeting, and it was now time for everyone to make their way to the arena. Evenei led his son toward the king's box, where Evenei and White Claw's families would dine before the night's events.
"Evercloud," Evenei said, "you've been silent since the meeting ended. Are you all right?"
Evercloud was feeling the enormity of the night. His head was swimming with everything that had transpired. It was a lot to take in.
"I'm fine, Father. It's just..."
Evercloud paused. He had so many questions.
"You will be leaving soon," Evenei said. "And I don't want anything unresolved before you go. Please, ask me anything."
Evercloud saw his father's concern, and it helped him speak more easily.
"Well, how did you come up with this plan so quickly? I mean, it was as if you already had it laid out."
"You're very perceptive," Evenei said. "I did have it mapped out. It was a plan I hoped I would never have to use, but it was important to have it ready nonetheless. You see, Evercloud, oftentimes it is best to prepare for any situation, regardless if that situation should present itself or not. You would do well to remember that. Is that all that was bothering you?"
"No," Evercloud said. "I know you have never really believed in the ancients, so I was wondering if you truly think they and the Great Tyrant have returned, or if this is just something you feel needs to be done to appease the kingdom."
"I know I have not taken the stories of the ancients as truth," Evenei said. "Even still, I don't know if I believe them in their entirety. But as I said already, there are things going on that I cannot explain. We have to consider all the possibilities, even things we might not have believed in the past. So I think my answer to your question is that I would never send you off on such a quest if I didn't believe you'd find something. Does that make sense?"
"Yeah, I guess so." Evercloud still looked troubled. "But what about me? What about my abilities?"
"What do you mean?" the king asked.
"Well," Evercloud said, "I'm not a bear. How am I going to defend myself on this quest? What if we come under attack?"
"You are more capable than you think, Evercloud." Evenei paused.
"And I think that question may be better suited for after the celebration." Evercloud nodded, and Evenei put his arm around his son as they stood outside the king's box. Goldenheart waited inside, as did Whiteclaw, Autumn Breeze, and Riverpaw.
"Come on," Evenei said to the boy. "Let's join the others. I guarantee this will be a night you never forget."
They entered the box, and Evercloud gazed at the arena floor. He couldn't believe his eyes. The entire floor was covered with tables and chairs, and the bears of the kingdom were already feasting on all types of food. The smell of cooked meats and hot breads filled the air. Evercloud had never seen such a spectacle.
"How did the servants put this together so quickly?" Evercloud asked in astonishment.
"Preparation," the king said. "Nothing is impossible if you have planned accordingly."
Evercloud noticed that at one end of the arena there was a raised platform with a podium and some chairs behind it.
"We'll be going down there after we've eaten," Evenei said.
A table was set up in the king's box with many of the same foods that sat on the tables below, and Goldenheart, Whiteclaw, Autumn Breeze, and Riverpaw were all seated before it. Evenei and Evercloud sat down, and then everyone except Evercloud filled their plates high. Anxiety had stripped him of his appetite.
"Eat something," Riverpaw said. "You don't want to have to make your speech on an empty stomach."
"My speech?" Evercloud stuttered.
"Riverpaw, you're making more of this than it is," Whiteclaw chided, and then turned to Evercloud. "You won't be expected to make a speech, but when you are presented, you'll be expected to say a few words. It's not a big deal."
"Don't worry, sweetheart," Goldenheart added. "Just let it come naturally."
"Yeah, sweetheart," Riverpaw said with a mouthful of potato.
Evercloud jabbed him with an elbow.
"All right, you two," Evenei said. "Before we go down there, I want to go over the proceedings. I'm going to spend a moment speaking to the crowd while the two of you and the advisors will be seated behind me. I will address the entity in the sky with the announcement of the Protection League. And as each position is announced, that bear will come to the podium and say a few words. Pay attention, so you learn how it is done. After the announcement of the Protection League, I will announce our search for the Ancients, and each of you will take a turn at the podium. When you are speaking, be sure to thank the kingdom, and whatever you say, do not make mention of the Great Tyrant. Just because we think he has returned doesn't mean we should cause hysteria by announcing it as fact. Understood? Both Riverpaw and Evercloud nodded to the king. Good. Now let's finish our meals. The bears ate happily, and Evercloud finally managed to force down a pork chop. Once they were finished, even I stood from the table with a smile and nodded. It was time. Evercloud and the three male bears left the king's box after saying their goodbyes to Goldenheart and Autumn Breeze, and went down to the arena gate. As they stood just outside, Oaktongue, Forest Moon, Fire Rock, and Red River joined them. Now that they were all present, a guard sounded the arena horn, and the gate opened.
I think I'm going to be sick, Riverpaw muttered.
Don't worry, sweetheart, Evercloud said, happy to repay his cousin. The crowd cheered for their king and his advisors as they entered the arena, and once they reached the platform, everyone except for the king sat down. A hush fell over the crowd, as the kingdom was eager to hear what even I had to say.
Tonight, we celebrate and honor our past, our present, and our future, even I began. We celebrate and honor our great kingdom. We look to the light of the Everflame, which reminds us of the bears that came before us, and of the elder bears whose teachings guide our lives today. Now more than ever, we look to their wisdom to guide us through these mysterious times. Times in which we hear rumors of ancient beings returning to our land. Times in which unknown entities pass through our skies. It is not with fear that the elders would have us face these mysteries, but with sound minds and courageous hearts. Tonight, it is with my mind and heart I give answers to your questions, and I answer you with the Protection League. This league, headed by my advisors, will serve to protect Grey Mountain and all its inhabitants. The league's first order of business is to create a wall around the base of the mountain. This will allow us to better monitor traffic in and out of the mountain, and will also serve as protection from those who may wish us harm. The department in charge of the wall's construction, as well as the monitoring of traffic, will be known as the Department of Fortifications, and as its head, I give to you Forest Moon. Forest Moon rose to his feet, and the kingdom roared in approval. He took his place at the podium and silenced the crowd with a polite gesture so he might speak. I wish to thank my king and also to thank my kingdom, Forest Moon said, for it is only through your power that we are able to achieve such wondrous heights. The crowd erupted with cheers again, and Forest Moon gave the podium back to the king. Even I raised his arms and the noise fell. The next step will be in the creation of an armory, Even I said. So any bear who wishes to defend their kingdom may do so with the finest weaponry available. The department in charge will be known as the Department of Armaments, and as its head, I give to you Red River.
The bears gave Red River a response that matched the enthusiasm they had expressed for Forest Moon.
All praise be to the kingdom, Red River said from the podium. I thank the king for this wonderful opportunity, and I pledge to serve my kingdom with honor.
Again, the crowd cheered.
And what good are weapons in the hands of the incapable? Even I asked as he reclaimed the podium. I will not see my kingdom defend itself without the proper knowledge and training. For this, I give you the Department of Disciplines, and, as its head, I give to you Fire Rock.
Fire Rock received the largest cheer so far. He was the most popular advisor in the kingdom due to the passion with which he spoke. He was widely regarded as the kingdom's voice.
Thank you, my king, Fire Rock said. You do me great honor. It is with pride that I serve you, my kingdom. You are the blood that flows through my heart. Together, we shall become as strong as the mountain. Together, we shall burn like the Everflame.
The bears erupted so loudly it seemed the mountain might explode. Oaktongue leaned over to White Claw and asked,
How am I supposed to follow that?
White Claw simply shrugged and smiled. Riverpaw and Evercloud turned to each other with nervous looks. Neither was ready to take the podium when their time came.
And finally, Even I said,
pausing to allow the kingdom to quiet. No amount of defense is enough without knowledge of what we are up against. It is now important to have eyes and ears all around Effenlaria. For this, I give you the Department of Information, and as its head, I give to you Oaktung. Fire Rock had stirred the crowd into a frenzy, and Oaktung appreciated it as he took the podium.
Thank you, he said. Thank you, everyone. I promise to serve you justly and inform you with ferocity.
Again, the crowd exploded. However, Oaktung's ridiculous statement was not lost on Evercloud and Riverpaw.
Did he say, inform you with ferocity? Riverpaw asked with a giggle.
Don't joke, Evercloud replied, trying to stifle his own laughter, or he may try to enlighten you severely. This was too much for Riverpaw, and he threw his head back with a great laugh. In fact, he hit the back of his chair so hard it tipped over, and the young bear fell right off the back of the platform. The crowd quieted with concern, but when Riverpaw quickly jumped back up, they resumed cheering.
I said this would be a celebration, didn't I? Even I roared happily and laughed. The Protection League will begin recruiting tomorrow. If any of you would like to volunteer, you know where you can find the appropriate department head. Now we move to the next item on our agenda. The rumors of the possible return of the Ancients. I'm sure you are all wondering about their validity and what it might mean for you. Well, I'm sorry to inform you that we have no answers at this time. The crowd moaned. But fear not. As your king, I find this to be as unacceptable as you do, and I refuse to allow these questions to go unanswered forever. That is why I have put together a search party. I swear to you, if the Ancients have returned, we will find them.
The crowd cheered, and shouts of Long Live King Evenei echoed through the arena.
I give to you your searchers, Evenei said, Whiteclaw, Riverpaw, and Evercloud.
The frenzy of the crowd intensified as the three walked to the podium. There was no waiting for perfect silence anymore. Whiteclaw was forced to speak over the jubilation.
Thank you, my king, he said. And thank you, my kingdom. We shall not return to you without an answer.
Now it was Riverpaw's turn.
Thank you, King Evenei, he said in a rush. And thank you, King... thank you, my kingdom.
Riverpaw shuffled aside as the crowd kept roaring, but the sound didn't last long. As Evercloud took the podium, the arena went dead quiet. Evercloud's heart jumped into his throat, and he looked at his father.
Speak from your heart, Evenei said softly.
Evercloud took a deep breath before beginning.
It has been some time now that I have lived among you, Evercloud said. So long, in fact, that I know nothing outside of this kingdom. You have taken me in, protected me, and accepted me. For this, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. My only wish is to repay each and every one of you. I am proud to serve in any way I can. This kingdom is the most important thing in the world to me, for in my heart, I am a bear.
At this, the crowd applauded, and a smile broke across Evercloud's face. They were cheering him. They had accepted him.
And I will find the Ancients for you, Evercloud shouted.
The crowd cheered even louder.
And I will regain the ancient powers that were once given to humans.
The arena went silent. Evercloud had gone too far. He knew the bears feared this and what it might mean for their future. So he said the only thing he could to win them back. He raised a fist into the air and yelled,
For the kingdom!
It seemed as though the roof of the arena might come crumbling down with the might of the crowd's voice. Seeing his opportunity, the king edged Evercloud away from the podium before he could say anything else.
I didn't know you could do that, Riverpaw said to Evercloud as he returned to his seat.
Neither did I, Evercloud said.
He looked around and met Fire Rock's gaze. The large bear nodded his approval, and Evercloud nodded back in gratitude. My father was right, Evercloud thought. I will never forget this night.
Evenei stood at the podium, trying to calm the crowd. Please, please, just one more thing. Tomorrow brings the beginning of the Protection League, and with that comes a great deal of work. Tomorrow also brings the departure of our searchers, so please, let's make this night the greatest celebration any of us have ever seen.
Let us honor those who will serve us. I give you music, and I give you drink.
A band entered through the arena gate, and kegs of ale were rolled in through the other gates. Even I raised a paw into the air and shouted,
For the kingdom!
For the kingdom! The crowd echoed. The celebration began, and even I turned to smile at his son as Goldenheart arrived with Autumn Breeze to join their families on the arena floor. The band played into the night, and the bears danced and danced. Riverpaw danced at least once with every female of his age, and Evercloud thought Riverpaw might have had a little too much ale. Evercloud received many compliments on his words, and he was glad to see his parents happier than they had been in quite some time. The young man was feeling much better, and wasn't as worried now that he had the support of the entire kingdom behind him. As the night wound down, the bears prepared to retire to their caves. It had been a very long day for Evercloud, and he welcomed the thought of a soft mattress. His father found him sitting among a group of older bears, each telling him he was the most well-mannered human they had ever seen.
"Can I speak to you for a moment, Evercloud?" Even I asked.
Evercloud thanked the bears for their company and joined his father.
"How are you feeling?" Even I asked the boy as he put a paw on his shoulder.
"I feel good," Evercloud said. "Tired, but good."
"No more concerns?" the king asked.
"No, not really."
"You're not concerned with how you might defend yourself?"
Even I prodded.
"As you were before."
"Well, I'll have two bears on my side, won't I?" Evercloud reasoned.
"Yes, you will," Even I said, nodding his head. "Still, I think I may have something to further ease your mind. Follow me."
Evercloud looked at his father curiously, but heeded his words and followed him as he walked out of the arena. "What about Mother?" Evercloud asked.
"She's going to meet us at home," Even I said.
Evercloud followed his father along a path that sloped upward away from the arena and back to the castle. They didn't say much to each other, mostly because Evercloud was tired and Even I didn't want to give away his secret. Once they reached the castle, the king led his son down a hallway and into the courtroom.
"There's something I want to give you," Even I said.
He walked to a chest in the middle of the courtroom and unlocked it.
"I had our finest metal workers make this for you. It should make defending yourself much easier."
Evercloud's eyes widened as his father lifted something out of the chest and handed it to him.
"Now you have a claw, too."
The weapon Even I gave his son looked like a bear's claw made of pure gold, yet it was light as a feather and hard as steel. It was a gauntlet that stretched from Evercloud's elbow to his hand, with 3 8-inch blades that extended from the knuckles.
"Go ahead," Even I said. "Put it on."
Evercloud saw there were leather straps to secure it to his arm. He strapped the weapon on and gazed at it in wonder.
"I had the metal extended to your elbow, so you could use it as a shield as well," the king said. "Do you like it?"
"It's incredible," Evercloud said in amazement. "I've never seen anything like it."
"I know that men usually fight with swords, but..."
"I'm not a usual man, father," Evercloud said. "I don't know what usual men do. I know what bears do, and that is as it should be." Even I smiled at his son.
"I just wanted to give you something to show you what you mean to me," Even I said. "You'll never know how important you are to me and your mother, Evercloud. We owe you so much."
"You don't owe me anything," Evercloud said. "You saved my life, and you helped the kingdom of bears accept me."
"No, Evercloud," Even I persisted. "You don't understand. You are my only son. The only son I will ever have. The only one that I can ever have."
Evercloud looked at his father, uncomprehending.
"Your mother and I are unable to have offspring. We tried unsuccessfully for many years, but then you came into our lives, and we didn't need to worry anymore. You filled the void in our hearts. You were a miracle for your mother and I. You saved us from sadness."
Evercloud looked at his father as though he still did not completely understand.
"I tell you this now, Evercloud, so that you can see my motives for saving you were selfish," Even I said. "What I did was not for the greater good. It was what I wanted."
I see you worry yourself every day with what others want of you and how others will perceive you. Wanting to do good for this kingdom is noble, but it is not all there is to life. Don't forget about you. Don't ever lose yourself. I love you, Evercloud. Even I embraced his son. I love you too, Evercloud said. When Evercloud awoke the next morning, he felt like a completely different person. He felt surer of himself, less awkward, and he was excited to begin the day. Evercloud jumped out of bed and made his way to the kitchen, where he found his mother and father eating breakfast. There was a plate already made for him, so he said good morning, sat down, and began to eat. "How did you sleep?" Goldenheart asked. "Good," Evercloud said with a stuffed mouth. "You're not nervous about leaving?" she asked. "No," Evercloud swallowed. "Why would I be?" Goldenheart didn't respond, but the sadness was written upon her face. "Your mother cares for you," Evenei said to his son. "She worries." "I'll be all right," Evercloud said. "Uncle Whiteclaw will be with me, and Riverpaw too. Nothing bad will happen." A greeting came from the entrance of the cave, and then Whiteclaw, Riverpaw, and Autumn Breeze walked in. Autumn Breeze carried a sack full of her things. "Is Aunt Autumn staying here?" Evercloud asked. "Yes," Evenei answered. "She'll be staying with us until the three of you return."
"Almost ready to go, Evercloud?" Whiteclaw asked.
"Yeah, just let me grab my claw." Evercloud ran back to his mattress. He grabbed his claw, fastened it to his belt, and returned to the others. "All right, I'm ready now."
"What is that?" Riverpaw asked, gawking at the weapon.
"My claw," Evercloud said with pride. Riverpaw looked down at his own claw, then back at Evercloud's, and shrugged. Evercloud turned to Goldenheart and gave her a hug. "Don't worry about me, Mother. I'll be fine, and I'll be back soon." "Just be careful, Evercloud, and remember that I love you," Goldenheart said, and gave her son a kiss. "I love you too," Evercloud said, and then turned to his father. "Don't you worry either, okay? I'm gonna make you two proud."
"I know you will, son," Evenei said.
Autumn Breeze said her goodbyes to her husband and son, and they all walked out of the cave to the main road that headed down the mountain.
"Where are we headed first?" Riverpaw asked his father. "Well, there are rumors of Tenturo to the west," Whiteclaw said. "So we're going to start heading in that direction. Evercloud, you'd better ride on Riverpaw's back. Otherwise, I don't think you could keep up."
"You ready for this?"
Riverpaw asked as Evercloud climbed on his back. Evercloud smiled. "I've been waiting my whole life for something like this."
"Then we're off," Whiteclaw said.
Father and son charged down the mountain, with Evercloud holding on. Evenei, Goldenheart, and Autumn Breeze watched them until they disappeared into the forest.
"Oh, Even, he'll come back to us, won't he?" Goldenheart asked.
"Of course he will, Goldie. Of course he will."